This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Robert Barnes is in fuego on air, but he's really volcanic off air. So repeat what you just said in that last break to viewers about just the whole attack on InfoWars and what it shows, the real opportunities we've got.
Because they have put the entire InfoWars business model at issue, and because they're challenging and contesting literally everything that has ever been said that's come out of the studio, they're affording you the opportunity to verify and prove those things. They're affording, so for example, people like John Podesta, people like Tony Podesta, people like David Brock, who have never been meaningfully deposed in a lot of different cases about various issues and allegations concerning their misconduct and malfeasance over the years, various lobbying issues, various of personal issues, various issues of allegations that have been raised concerning them. Let's have the opportunity to fully vet those. Let's issue subpoenas. They're affording you the opportunity to subpoena them for the purpose of deposition, for the purposes of discovery, to prove that the media wants to say that everything InfoWars has ever said is false. Prove the opportunity to present to a jury the evidence that proves that many of the accusations, none of which have anything to do with Sandy Hook, are in fact true and accurate. Facts that concern government misconduct of powerful people in privileged positions who have used and abused that power and that privilege to probably help propagate and be behind the scenes in part of this litigation that is mostly brought for reasons that appear to be dubious on their face, because the individuals who are suing have never been harassed by anybody at InfoWars, have never been targeted, have never been identified, have never been personified. None of that has happened. It is what happened to the people in Covington. Totally different, radically different case. So somebody has a political agenda, but their political agenda is to suppress the audience's right to hear your voice. And as part of that, they've opened the door to discovery into their behavior, into their email, into their financial activity, into their business activity. Who's been funding what? Look at the Stormy Daniels case. Stormy Daniels had to pay a huge amount to Trump as part of anti-slap fees. Were these individuals who were brought in to file the claim, were they promised that they would be indemnified against any anti-slap fees that they may have to owe or have to pay, given that their individual names had never been liable or defamed? So that will be part of the case. So they've opened the door to get into who is really behind this, who's really waging the lawfare, who's really trying to misuse the legal system to propagate a political agenda and suppress dissident voices. And let's get into the verifiable facts, the evidence-supported facts concerning the various kind of malfeasance and misfeasance that has taken place by privileged people in power for a long time, connected to sort of the Clinton cabal, but also connected to other institutional players who want to suppress and censor speech through shaming individuals that are dissident in that speech.
So do you think these law firms, which they basically admit are being funded by the Democratic Party, didn't get that by trying to make this the crucifixion of independent media, that they would then draw in all the things we were talking about? Because, I mean, really pull back from it, what they're doing is pretty breathtaking. Every lawyer that looks at it says, this is the crappiest made-up thing we've ever seen. Most of it is defamatory against me, but I guess it's in a court document, so they think it's safe.
And generally, if you get you do have a certain court legal privilege, it's sort of like the legislative privilege, so you can't be sued for defamation or libel. But what they've done is they've opened the door. They've said that all the accusations that ever concerned the Podestas were inaccurate, effectively. That's often what's in the complaint. That's like takes up 40 paragraphs. What's fascinating about the legal complaint is how little of it has anything to do with the individuals who are bringing the claim.
Almost not about Sandy Hook. It's about pedophilia doesn't exist.
Correct. It's about that none of these bad people have ever done anything bad in their lives. They're trying. It's like, why are they going on and on about the weird emails that WikiLeaks exposed concerning the Podestas? Why do they go into this? Like, that's nothing to do with Sandy Hook. Why are they discussing that? So it seems odd, seems peculiar. And what they're trying to do is say every accusation, every allegation ever made by InfoWars.
What they're saying is, if you talk about Aleister Crowley and Spirit Cooking and Bill Maher and Kid Love, we're going to sue you.
Correct. If you get into anything that embarrasses people in privilege and power, then they're going to try to silence and censor and shame that speech. And that appears to be what the real objective is.
But instead, this could become like the big bug zapper or the Lay's target politically. They've opened it up now. And now, because I had a gut feeling about a month ago, I was thinking about this. I think this is their Waterloo now. I think they've actually stuck their foot in it. I don't say that as some confidence game here. I think it's over for them. A lot of respects.
They've opened the door that they didn't realize. They bought into their own nonsense and their own sort of caricatured portrait of who you were. And in the process, they ignored the real evidence. And the real evidence implicates a lot of bad actors and a lot of positions of privilege and power that need to be exposed for what they've done.
Robert Barnes, attorney at law. We're going to take a little 60-second break. I'm up with Roger Stone, give you a chance to let you get some well-deserved lunch to talk about your view on the whole Russiagate canard and what you witnessed there and so much more. Stay with us.
really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I got to be honest. I get tired from work, everything else. I'm usually bored at dinner, even though I'm talking to really smart people. But Robert Barnes last night, I was like, man, this guy on every angle, because I study a lot of history, a lot of politics, on every topic. I bring up different people, different topics. And he had like the inside baseball for my own research, but a little bit more. I was impressed. So, we're going to be hearing a lot more from Robert Barnes here on air if he'll do it. I know he's a busy guy. He obviously is representing some of the Covington kids. They're doing a great job. He's represented Wesley Snipes and so many others. He's here with us. But he's been on for almost 2 hours. But we were talking about Roger's case last night in Russiagate, his view on that. So Roger Stone from D.C. Indicted last week, arraigned Monday. Owen Schroyer, they're covering it live. I wanted to get your take on Russiagate, where you think it's going, and your big insight into Robert Mueller, who I've done research on that nobody had this research. Like, you've done the research, and I'm actually related to his wife, which is not a good thing, I guess, going back to the Mayflower, but I guess we're like 20th cousins or something. But I'm not related to him, though. I've done the family tree, but it's definitely some blue blood activity going on.
Oh, no doubt. Manafort goes, I mean, the whole... All of the prosecution. The Mueller's family goes all the way back to old money, old establishment money, back to New Amsterdam when New York was New Amsterdam. You know, the Princeton Dining Clubs, that whole environment. This guy has a very peculiar legal history from a political perspective. Somebody he's sort of the deep state fix-it man for the better part of 3 decades. A guy who's part of weird prosecutions that go in unusual ways. So, I mean, here's a guy who was one of the top people for Bush in the early 90s. Then he leaves, cashes in, makes a couple of million. Then he goes and becomes a mid-level homicide prosecutor in the District of Columbia. which is a weird transition. You just don't see that in normal resumes. And then all of a sudden, Bill Clinton, after Mueller's there for a key several-year juncture, suddenly Mueller gets one of the prime gigs. Here's a Republican getting a prime gig as the Northern District of California head prosecutor, something every liberal Democrat in the country wanted. So the question is, how does that happen? How does he go from the D.C. homicide unit to being the United States attorney in the Northern District of California? Then he handles the Asimov case, and he was the son of the famous science fiction writer. A lot of peculiar things happen connected to that case. Not long after that, all of a sudden, he has a sweetheart gig back as the director of the FBI. A lot of peculiar things happen then. I mean, you look at HSBC, BCCI, the Noriega case. You look at the various high-profile pedophile or the Epstein case, other high-profile cases. Somehow Mueller shows up. You look up at Whitey Bulger. You know, here Mueller is up in Boston while they're covering up for the bad activities of Whitey Bulger. How does that happen? How does this guy end up like Peter Sellers in that movie where he keeps showing up randomly in unbelievable
I was about
letters?
To interrupt you. It's like in some movie where the devil always appears in a poof of smoke at the perfect time. It's like only one other guy, Donald Rumsfeld, does that. But Mueller, it's even worse. He like, and then pops back in at key points.
Correct. And it's always the cover-up. I mean, both HSBC and BCCI were heavily involved in accusing.
If something's threatening the deep state,
Bob
Mueller's
there. Exactly. Bob Mueller's the fix-it man. That's who he's been. He always looks for sin goats and sacrifice offerings to satisfy and to protect the actual corruption that's institutional and runs deep within high-ranking positions within the hierarchy of law enforcement and the.
And his final sin goat is Roger Stone.
Absolutely. That there's no doubt.
Well, Counselor, it's your chance because we talked about Roger a lot last night. Roger, give us the latest developments, but meet Robert Barnes. He's pretty amazing.
I've been listening, and I must say, Counselor, I'm very impressed with the depth of your knowledge of both the law and history. So it's an honor for me to be on with you. You're looking at Mr. Mueller's latest target. Now, it's said that a federal prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich, but I'm really not all that interested in being Mr. Mueller's lunch. This has been an extraordinary odyssey. It's almost surreal. I keep thinking it's a nightmare from which I will wake up after my arraignment yesterday, looking over at the prosecution table, seeing two former aides and attorneys who worked for Hillary Clinton. The political bias in my prosecution is extraordinary. Something that needs to be brought to the attention of the court. I am assigned to a judge who was in the Manafort case, who rejected all of the legal arguments regarding the constitutionality of Mr. Mueller's appointment, his involvement in Uranium One and other issues. The scene outside the courthouse, however, was almost as bad as what I saw inside the courthouse, in the sense that I have never seen a torrent of hate and violence like this in my 50 years in American politics.
Well, the reason I kept Mr. Barnes here is he's really worried about you, and all your lawyers are great. He thinks they're great. He's been following and reading the cases, and he said, doesn't he know, and you know, this lady gags people, she shuts them down, and he was just surprised that up front that wasn't the main issue made in front of the magistrate. You want to comment?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I mean, your lawyers are always in the position they're doing a very good job. But basically, it appears to me that Mueller has somehow coordinated a way in which the same judge who handled the Manafort case, the same judge who helped, was involved in efforts to misuse and abuse bail provisions to deal with Gates related to that case, where she prevented him from fundraising and other activity, a judge who's made very peculiar ruling. Basically, she's been nothing more
than. How does a judge say you can't pay for your defense?
No, I mean, effectively, that's what she did. And not only that, but she did things that were basically a rubber stamp. It was the old Earl Long joke about Huey Long. Somebody blew a leaf across his desk and he signed it. That there's aspects of this judge that whatever Mueller has blown across her desk that she signs, even when it's not based on good law.
Was this judge compromised?
I think it's a judge who just is reflexively pro-government and won't be independent. And I think that's the concern.
Well, in all honesty, the reason that they were able to judge shop in this case is by connecting my case to the case of the 17 Russian intelligence agents in which I was mentioned, although not accused of doing anything wrong, because of an innocuous communication, a benign communication with Lucifer 2.0. So by connecting the two cases, they have judge shopped for this case. That's a question for my lawyers to address in due time. I imagine that there's not been a motion by the government to gag me yet, but I assume there will be.
Well, that was Barnes' point, is that just my gut level thing is I would go on the offense because she's already going to fry your ass. So if you go on the offense, in our experience, that only makes them back down.
Yeah, and I know that.
Well,
go ahead.
I have certainly, I don't know what you would call the last 24 hours, but I've not exactly been a shrinking violet.
No, I didn't say you're backing down. I'm saying them.
You know, and obviously Manafort did not appeal the gag rule put on him to a higher court. He did not object. He also mounted no public defense. I generally think that when a person is accused of wrongdoing in public and they don't respond, they don't say, I'm not guilty, I'm innocent, I plead innocent, and mount a defense, people assume, well, that guy's guilty. He was not available.
Well, let's do one more segment, Roger, and you'll take over. I want to ask the question.
Right,
is Mueller really winding this down, and is Roger Stone the cherry on top, the coup de grace, the final dish, the cognac at the end of the long meal? We'll find out. My gut tells me they've just begun. They're going to wrap up Russiagate, but launch a bunch of new fake investigations.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault?
No. Bye.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
Well, I'm not going to arrest you.
There are police officers right here. But
so look at this. Women have so much privilege, she can sexually assault me and get away with it.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
So we were talking about these crazy leftists. I told Owen a week and a half ago, it was the Women's March. This woman brutally grabbed his crotch, said it hurt pretty bad off air. He went like a wimp. He's not. That, you know, it was assault. And I said, well, you should tell the police. Well, turns out they found out his name somehow. They called him. And she's been arrested yesterday. And Owen got the call today. He did a video on it. It's on InfoWars.com, breaking liberal woman who grabbed InfoWars host by the crotch and said, I just assaulted you, has been arrested. And look, in another world, I wouldn't want her arrested for that. But the fact that she's so arrogant, this is just what she deserves.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it shows a double standard, and it shows this sort of reckless rogue conduct of individuals who think they can do anything they want, anytime they want. People who have a Harvey Weinstein mentality. It's not a surprise that Harvey Weinstein himself comes from the left. It's the same mentality, just applied in different contexts.
Roger, what do you make of your co-host, The War Room, having a guy eat his microphone yesterday, and now this woman that assaulted him sexually, she's been arrested?
Well, first he tried to spit on him, and then he tried to eat his microphone. Alex, this is kind of reminiscent of the scene yesterday outside the U.S. District Courthouse. I've, in 50 years in politics, I've never seen this kind of hatred, pushing, shoving, screaming, spitting. When I got in the car, spittle, completely rolling down the window, people pounding on the car, pounding on the car. I'm very grateful to the police officers from the D.C. Metropolitan Police and to the federal marshals who got me out of the building in one piece. This reminded me of Vice President Richard Nixon in Caracas, people rocking the car before we pulled away. Thanks to the head of my security team, I got out of there with my skin. I wanted to make a statement. There were, you know, 40 microphones out front, but I don't want to be Jack Ruby'd, to be quite honest with you. And these people are perfectly capable of it. I'm also on probation under the supervision of the court, and it's been made very clear that if his eyes so much as spit on the sidewalk, I will be immediately incarcerated. I'm sure that Mr. Mueller would like nothing better. So I've never seen this kind of hatred. I watched Jared Holt from Right Wing Watch call one of my black supporters a stupid N-word. Gee, that's real tolerant for you leftists. I guess you can't fathom the idea of an African-American who holds conservative views. That's not allowed.
Well, what's happened is they've learned they're allowed to say and do things that nobody else can.
It's unlike anything I've ever seen. Going out to a restaurant here trying to eat, I've basically given up on it. I'm forced to eat in an undisclosed location in my room. Because every time I try to go outside to even shoot a video or for fresh air or to even smoke a cigar, God forbid, I'm confronted by some crazed leftist who wants to kill me. Not just yell, you're a Russian traitor, you're a Russian spy, but people who want actual fisticuffs. This is where we are in America. This is what I'm looking for, you know, the time between now and which I go to trial. So it is only through the help of many, many, many info warriors and other patriotic Americans going to StoneDefenseFund.com that I can afford security. Alex has helped me with security to save my life. And the lawyers it's going to take to push back, as Mr. Barnes has said. Unlike Paul Manafort, who's a friend of mine and who was unfortunately convicted, I will mount a very vigorous defense because I am not guilty. And watching Governor Chris Christie, who hasn't read the transcripts of my testimony for the House Intelligence Committee, which comprises five of the seven counts, and who hasn't read the context of any of the emails, which are wildly taken out of context to fabricate this indictment, is ready to declare me guilty. It's a done deal. I should just plead and maybe even testify against the president, which I'm not going to do.
We know you're not going to do that. Closing out here before you take over with Robert Barnes. I mean, I've said, how do we make it about what they're doing? I can't see how Mueller's involved with the Uranium One and the Russians and how they get away with this. Mueller doesn't want to lose. How do we let him know he's going to lose? You were surprised they even went after Roger because it's not a very good case.
No, as a general rule, Mueller generally avoids prosecutions that are losable cases. He avoids bringing him against certain kinds of lawyers. He avoids bringing him against certain kind of defendants. So I think that the fact that they brought this, maybe he just sort of delegated it to the Clinton lawyers that are part of the team that's against Roger. Maybe that's what's going on. But I was surprised because this is not a strong case. This is entirely a process case. This case would not exist but for Mueller's investigation and the congressional investigation. The extravagant stretch to make this an obstruction case is very marginal on its face. And then the various perjury charges, there's no such thing as really perjury to Congress, frankly, if you've ever heard a congressional question, because it's usually got 18 different subcomponents. If this happened, then this happened, then this thing, and then what if you did this? And so they're interpreting something that's extrapolating from something that's interpreting something else that they're going to call that perjury. This makes the Barry Bonds case look like the dream perjury case of all time. So it's a bad case. It's a weak case. It's only being brought because he thinks he can control who the judge is, and he thinks he can control and have a very liberal jury, and he thinks that that will be enough to railroad Roger. And it's good to hear that Roger's good amount of defense and a strong defense, but it's a case that really shouldn't have been brought by an ethical, honest prosecutor only pursuing truth.
Do you think Roger is the last hors d'oeuvre?
I think because Democrats took back the House, they think they can transfer this sort of constant inquisition to the Democratic committee members. And I think people like Adam Schiff and others, they think, can effectively take over for Mueller. Mueller doesn't like to be in the constant middle of this. He's done an effective job covering up the various corruption and collusion that took place with the intel agencies during the Obama administration and spying on our first presidential candidate during a campaign. For all the accusations against Richard Nixon, he never did anything like that and was ever accused of doing anything like that, using the FBI, using the CIA.
And they've diverted from Hillary and the Russians, so his job's done.
Correct, exactly. He's done his cover-up.
And like you said, every time Trump does it along with the neocons, suddenly Mueller flares up.
Precisely. He's done his cover-up job for Comey and crew and what they did, and I assume that Stone is Roger's the last sort of lackey for him to be able to prosecute, the last sin goat that he can offer to the political establishment, the last person the Democratic media has hated for a long time as an excuse to cover for what he was really up to, which was cover-up. And Roger's prosecution is almost entirely a distraction from the fact that he was really there, that the Mueller's investigation was there to cover up for the institutional corruption of the hierarchy of the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI that was politicized and weaponized under Obama in the last year against President Trump. That's what it's all about. That's why he put Roger under massive macroscopic and microscopic scrutiny, and all you come up with is an extrapolation of a perjury claim of a process crime that's weak on its face. That shows you how weak their claims were and their charges were, and it was all just done to cover up the collusion and corruption of the institutional operation against President Trump during the campaign.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. Roger Stone takes over on the other side in the war room. 3 to 6 p.m. is coming up with Owen Schroyer, Rob Dew, and others hosting from D.C. and Austin, Texas. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. I want to thank all listeners for your support. Spread those articles. Spread those links. Without you, the censors win. Robert Barnes, thanks for joining us. It's been amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm broadcasting today from an undisclosed location in D.C. because if my whereabouts was known, in all honesty, my life would most definitely be in danger. I want you to understand the vital importance of the InfoWars platform to my defense, because it is only a matter of time before the mainstream media wants you to forget all about Roger Stone and the stunning raid on my home last Friday, in which they used a larger force than that which was protecting our consulate in Benghazi, a larger force than was used to go in and capture and kill bin Laden, or Pablo Escobar, or El Chapo. You see, InfoWars is the tip of the spear. We are the beacon of truth, the beacon of freedom, and this is the only place on the internet, or on cable, or on radio, you'll be able to get the stone-cold truth about what's really going on in my trial. That's why they want to take InfoWars down. They want to take me down. They want to incarcerate me, gag me, make sure that I can't defend myself. But under our Constitution, if you have the right to remain silent, you also have the right to speak in your defense. And they will try to deprive me of that. But Owen Schroyer will know the truth. Alex Jones will know the truth. David Knight will know the truth. Rob Dew will know the truth. Millie Weaver will know the truth. And so many others, Jake Lloyd and others, they will tell you what's going on, which is why it's vitally important for you to support the InfoWars platform. From the beginning, closing InfoWars down, wiping us off the digital platforms, taking us off Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, and so on, the assault on InfoWars by Google, by Apple, this is all part of the plan. Just as the arrest at my home last Friday and the efforts to incarcerate me so that I cannot speak, to strip me of my First Amendment rights, these are all parts of the same plan. So please go to the InfoWars.com store right now and make a generous contribution. Now, we've got some great products, some of the cutting-edge nutraceuticals that are put together by the top-rate team of scientists that work with Alex Jones, where we fuse the very best of ancient Asian Oriental herbology that's been in existence successfully for two centuries, and we bind that with some of the cutting-edge nutraceutical products that bring you the very best all-natural, effective products that you can find on the market today. You can go to Walgreens or CVS or Walmart. There are others. There are products at Whole Foods that sound like the products that you can buy at InfoWars, but you will get less in terms of volume and you will get less in terms of quality. So please go to the InfoWars.com site and look at one of our great products, whether it's Super Male Vitality, the special Michael Zimmerman formula, or Bodies, the very best turmeric formula, great for people. My sister's a waitress. She's on her feet 8 hours a day. She complained constantly. She was taking mouthful of Advil. It wasn't doing the trick. I recommended Bodies. She says the greatest thing she's ever taken. So I know this stuff works. That's a personal testimonial. And if you're not in the market for one of our great products, find the donate button on the InfoWars site. Send us $25, $50, $100, $500. Yes, some InfoWarriors have sent as much as $1,000 because the vibrance and the accessibility of the InfoWars platform are crucial to my defense. And then go over to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com. You got to be very careful because there's hucksters out there. The Roger Stone Legal Defense Fund.com, that's not me. The Stone Defense Fund, that's not me. Pardon me, the Stone Legal Defense Fund, that's not me. There's two places you can go that are authorized. StoneDefenseFund.com or WhoFramedRogerStone.com, although we know the answer to that. You know, I want to shift to what Alex Jones was talking about because, frankly, I'm tired of talking about my own case. It only brings me back to the stark future of repression that I face. The real question is, why are they doing this to me while FBI Director James Comey lied under oath? Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, the de facto attorney general for the last 2 years, lied under oath. That the FBI Director Christopher Wray lied under oath to the Congress about whether President Trump was the subject of a secret counterintelligence investigation trying to prove that he was an active agent for the Russians. Ridiculous. What about John Brennan, the psychopath former CIA director who keeps threatening the president on Twitter, a man who personally approved the visas for a number of the hijackers in Saudi Arabia who came to this country and attacked America on 9/11? Or what about his conversion to radical Islam when he served as the CIA station chief in Ritta? Or what about his lies to the Congress regarding whether the Steele dossier that was paid for by Hillary Clinton's minions, money laundering campaign cash through a law firm and calling it legal fees, a violation of the law, far worse than anything Michael Cohen is charged with? Why does he get away with lying to the Congress about that? Or lying about the fact that he had the Central Intelligence Agency break into the computers and spy on a Senate committee run by Dianne Feinstein that was investigating the CIA's illegal use of torture. No prosecution of John Brennan. What about Hillary Clinton herself? Talk about the destruction of evidence in her emails, her illegal email server, the lies about that server. Telling the Congress and FBI, oh, I never emailed classified material. I never received classified material. Those are material lies. Those are consequential lies. But there is no prosecution of Hillary Clinton. Or what about the greatest treasonous financial crime in American history, in which the Russian energy company board of directors individually gave Bill and Hillary Clinton $145 million in contributions to their phony foundation at the very time that 20% of America's enriched uranium reserves were on the table for a shift of control to the Russian state. Crimes covered up, ironically, by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who knew that the Russian energy company had bribed various officials in the Obama administration, and Robert Mueller himself, who took the uranium samples to Stockholm as a courier for the Russians to inspect. Yet there is no investigation of these crimes, no investigation of their lies. Instead, they have manufactured a completely fabricated indictment of me. Am I the last hors d'oeuvre? Perhaps. Or maybe they're going to get a full meal when they try to go after Alex Jones. Because in recent weeks, we have seen completely false allegations about Alex Jones. Various media outlets claiming that he is a Russian asset, that he took money from the Russian front, the Agency for Research or whatever it is called. The claim that he was paid by RT, which was told to me by an obnoxious New York Times reporter. Whole cloth, a lie, a bare-faced lie, untrue. We'll be coming right back to talk about why it is Republicans, conservatives, lovers of freedom who are under attack by the Mueller investigation and the Justice Department, while the Clintons and their cronies and Obama and his cronies walk free among us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, reaching you from an undisclosed location in our nation's capital. If I could tell you where I am and the radical left found out, my life, quite honestly, would be in danger. That's really where we are in America today. The unhinged, crazy, loony left screaming for blood. The attacks on Owen Schroyer yesterday outside the courthouse. Although I must admit I was gratified when a lady came up to me in the lobby of the hotel where I'm staying, which is a very well-known hotel that starts with a T. She said how impressed and gratified she was to meet my son. And I thought for a moment, well, my son's not in Washington. And then I realized she's referring to Owen Schroyer. I was complimented and honored because he is a courageous journalist. He is fearless, and he is out there on the streets confronting those who would take away my First Amendment rights. Now, there's terrific pace up right now at the Gateway Pundit. I think it leads the page about the fact that when I was arrested, the FBI took my 71-year-old wife. She'll be very angry when she tells you that I said how old she is, but she doesn't look 71. She's the light of my life. She's the rock that keeps me together in this incredible ordeal, she and my God. But they walked her out on the street in her nightgown, in her bare feet at 5 o'clock in the morning, made her stand next to me. I was handcuffed. She at least was not. She is accused of no crime. She was not allowed to touch her cell phone. My children, my grandchildren, were trying to reach her to make sure she was okay, having seen on the television that their father and grandfather had been arrested. But the FBI would not allow her to touch her phone all day. She's a practicing Buddhist. She's a Roman Catholic like me. Buddhism is a philosophy of peace. But she was not allowed to open her gahanset or to chant. She had to essentially sit in the corner while the FBI went through every inch of my home, setting up police tape, setting up tents and tables in the front yard, going through every one of my personal possessions, seeking something, anything that could be used to embarrass me. It's a travesty that this can happen in America. The question's obvious. When will Bill and Hillary Clinton's home in Chappaqua be raided by 29 FBI agents? When will John Brennan be taken into custody for his lies before the Congress? Why can James Comey tell the Congress that he didn't leak classified information or confidential information to the New York Times when he did? How is it that James Clapper tells the Congress under oath that there is no metadata collection program on Americans, disproved by The Intercept and Glenn Greenwald reporting on Edward Snowden, a bald-faced, treasonous lie? Yet today, Mr. Clapper is teaching ethics at Vermont College and working as a paid analyst for CNN. And then there's the question of why a CNN camera was 15 feet from my doorway and allowed to record the FBI agents in full SWAT gear with their night vision goggles and their assault weapons swarming my home. The street was sealed off to all traffic that is other than CNN. And we now know that Josh Campbell, the producer on site directing the CNN camera team, is a former assistant to FBI Director James Comey and a longtime FBI employee. Yet CNN expects us to believe their claim that they were just operating on the basis of a tip. Not credible. At least one Republican congressman has asked for an investigation because the disclosure of a search warrant in advance of the search warrant being executed is a crime. But you see, they wanted to poison the jury pool. They want to make me public enemy number one. They want me to look like a drug kingpin or some kind of criminal to make sure that a jury gets the idea. Even though I am accused of a series of nonviolent process crimes to which I pled not guilty. Now, when I was arrested at 5:55 in the morning, essentially, I came to the door wearing my Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt and a pair of blue cut-off sweat gym pants, barefooted. You can buy this t-shirt at 1776.shop. That's 1776.shop, with the proceeds going to my legal defense fund. And I'm gratified for those of you who do go there and purchase a t-shirt. Many have. I'm fighting for my life. My life is in your hands. You can read online that I'm worth $20, $10, $15 million. It's a lie. I am virtually penniless. I am held together by the support of InfoWars. I am held together by the generous contributions of those who are paying for my legal defense fund and now must pay for some security so I can get to trial without being killed. That's where we are. I don't want to be Jack Ruby'd somewhere in the streets of D.C. I particularly want to thank all of those who have contacted me and told me that they are praying for me, because prayer has power and our God has power. And I am protected by my belief in God. I was given a St. Michael's medal at Christmas, who told me to wear this for my protection and to pray every day to St. Michael. And I do. The FBI stripped me of that medal when I was arrested. as I was also unallowed to wear a belt or any shoes with shoelaces. But I am not suicidal, because suicide is against God's law. And I will fight for my life. I will fight for the truth. And I know that Alex Jones is in my corner, and InfoWars is in my corner. But you cannot let them shut InfoWars down. InfoWars is a vital piece of my strategic plan to fight back. And there's nothing more that the Oliver Darcy's and the Jacob Jared Holtz and the other dweebs who hate the First Amendment, hate free expression, hate the free press, hate the Constitution would like to do. So there's two things I ask at the end of this epic broadcast. Please go to the InfoWars.com store now and send a generous contribution, or buy one of our great products, whether it's Survival Shield or Super Male Vitality or Bodies or my favorite, which is kept me in good shape these last several days, Brain Force Plus. You can see I'm losing my voice. I'm starting to sound like Alex Jones. But I will never stop talking in defense of our country and in defense of our president. And then please go to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com. These lawyers are very expensive, but they're not pussies. They're not cowards. They will not shrink from the fight. And like Robert Barnes, who's clearly a tough guy and a crusader, they will fight to keep me free. But I can't do it without your help. So please go to StoneDefenseFund.com, go to InfoWars.com at the store, and give us your support. Together, we will prevail. I'm committed to this fight. To quote my friend Alex Jones, I will not falter. I will not fail. I will not quit. I will not fold, but I cannot do it alone. And I appeal to everyone, look at this clip very quickly of my daughter who spoke yesterday.
There's some things that you don't know about Roger that I'm very proud of along in his career. They're criminalizing what he does, and what he does is brilliant. They're criminalizing campaign strategies. It's not okay. You can't just lynch somebody because you don't like what they do.
And there you have it. I'm very proud of my daughter, Audrea Stone. There was a contingent of freaks at my home last night, along with a throng of supporters, and I want them to know how much I appreciate their support. Thank you for joining me today on the Alex Jones Show. Wild horses could not have kept me off the air today. I will fight if you have my back. I will fight if you have InfoWars back. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Thank you, and God bless you. Victory or death.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars.